Today on Bold Steps with Mark Jobe, we'll learn more about who our boss really is.
Some of us here today need to reconsecrate ourselves to working at our job with enthusiasm and with integrity and with all of our heart, and stop moaning and complaining about the job that you have, and that you have the opportunity to bring the presence of God to that place, and that while you have it, you're going to throw yourself into it with all of your heart, soul, and body for the honor of King Jesus.
Welcome to Bold Steps with Mark Jobe, president of Moody Bible Institute and senior pastor of New Life Community Church in Chicago. Over the past several days, we've been talking about renewing relationships, and if you've missed any of the messages in this series, you can catch up online at boldstepsradio.org. Now, the Bible tells us that whatever we do for work, we should throw ourselves into it with all of our being, as though we're working for the Lord. So why is that hard for us to do sometimes? Well, Mark answers that question and shows us how we can remember who we're really working for as we continue this series called In His Image. Here's Mark Jobe.
And whatever you do, work at it with all of your heart, as working for the Lord and not for men. So first of all, he says, put on an attitude full of integrity. Secondly, he says, put on an attitude full of enthusiasm. Whatever you do, whether you're washing dishes, mopping floors, running a company, determining a budget, inputting data into a computer, teaching kindergarten kids, serving as a law enforcement officer, a security guard, driving a truck, working on an assembly line, and whatever you do, by the way, can I tell you this? Your job does not determine your value. The position that you hold does not determine the worth of your life. You are not defined by the job that you do. Hello, are you with me on that? This is really important. Your value as an individual is not defined by the job that you do, by the position that you hold, or the salary that you bring in. Your value is determined by you being a son or daughter of the Most High God. Whether you are unemployed today, it doesn't take one cent away from the value that you have as an individual. And you need to understand that your job is a gift from God, and there is no menial job. Every job has dignity and worth and value to it. It's depending on how we do our job that gives it value. So never underestimate a job. Never look down upon someone else's job. Never look down upon how people serve. And by the way, I see this happen all the time. The way you treat people in the service industry. The way you treat people in the service industry says a lot about how you value people's lives. I see people all the time treat people that are in the service industry, whether they're waiters at a restaurant or attendants at a gas station. I see people being treated like dirt. I hope that no matter what your position is or no matter what your salary is, when you deal with someone in the service industry, I hope you deal with them with dignity and respect and value as a human being that they deserve to be treated as. And so the Apostle Paul says, put on an attitude of enthusiasm. Whatever you do, work at it with all of your heart. Work at it with all of your heart. It means don't do it half-heartedly. In fact, the word that it originally comes from is the word breath or soul. Work at it with all of your breath, or work at it with all of your soul. Put your entire being into what you are doing, in essence what it's saying. So whatever you're working at, whether you're a student, whether you're a high school student, college student, whether you are just have an internship that you're working at, or whether you have a high-paying job, whatever you do, throw yourself entirely into it. Don't be half-hearted about your commitment to it. Why should I not be half-hearted? As though you're working for the Lord and not for men. You see, oftentimes what motivates us is the reward. And if you're working at a job where you feel like you're doing a hard work, but no one notices, or you're underappreciated, or if you're working at a job where you're doing hard work and have a lot of responsibility and you're underpaid, or if you feel like no matter how hard I work, I'm not going to receive a bonus at the end of the year, or no matter how much diligence I show, I'm not going to get a promotion because this is all about internal office politics. Oftentimes, we work in very demotivating environments. Some of you are in an environment that is not healthy. It's negative. There's backbiting. There's gossiping. There's inner office politics. There's employees are not treated well. People are undermined. People are treated as though they're just objects. And sometimes you're in an environment that's not a very healthy environment. But here's what the Apostle Paul tells us as followers of Jesus. Whatever we do, no matter what the environment that we are called to do it in, we work at it with great enthusiasm. Because ultimately, if we're working for men, we will become demotivated. But if you view your job as ultimately you're working for God and not for men, then you will be highly motivated to do it for God because He sees the work you put into it. And your work is a reflection of your worship to God Himself. Amen? So, what would happen if tomorrow morning you went to work with a new attitude? Some of you can't wait till Friday comes. Whew! Yeah! Freedom! And you enjoy the weekend and celebrate, so fun, so good. Why? I don't have to go to work. And then Monday comes. And Sunday night, you're already, Monday. You get up in the morning and your whole attitude changes. From thank God it's Friday, yeah, to I gotta go to work now. You walk into work and you have your work attitude on. Negative, grumpy, down. You go into work and, hey, how you doing today? It's Monday. How am I going to be doing? Just kind of mope through the day, do your job. As Thursday comes around, you're starting to perk up a little bit. Friday, they're like, hey, it's Friday, Friday afternoon. And so you live for the weekends. You live for when you're not working. But what would happen if tomorrow morning you showed up at work and you decided, God, I'm not working for my boss. I'm not working for my supervisor. Lord, I am working for you. Thank you, Lord, that you gave me a job. Thank you, Lord, that you're in control. Thank you, God, that you notice what I do. Thank you that you reward me for what I do. God, I want to do things with excellence and energy and enthusiasm because ultimately what I do matters to you, even if it doesn't matter that much to my boss, even if he doesn't see it, even if he doesn't reward it, even if he doesn't acknowledge it, ultimately I'm doing it for you. What would happen on Monday morning if you walked into your office or walked into your factory and people said, hi, and you say, hi, how you doing today? Man, can't wait to get started on our job today. And you started working, they'd look at you and say, what happened to you? You got a new girlfriend? You're not having an affair, are you? What's going on? Because suddenly you've realized, do it with enthusiasm. Throw your heart into what you're doing. Do it with excellence, and do it with a desire to do the best that you have, throwing your entire heart into it, because he gives us the motivation, as though you're working for the Lord and not for men. Some of you could succumb to the negative environment that exists at your job, or you could be part of the positive, life-changing, life-giving attitude that needs to exist at your job. Once in a while, I'll have someone say, "Oh, Pastor, I just hate where I work. There's no Christians at all. Such a dark, secular, negative environment." Hey, you got any job openings at the church? And I want to say, hey, can we change our mindset a little bit? And could we say, thank you, Lord, that you've put me in a dark environment where there are no believers, because you trusted me to bring the light of Jesus Christ into this place and reflect the knowledge and the glory of God into this place, and maybe even to help change the culture of this place, because I'm working for God. That God has called you to be a missionary of light.
Let's pause the message just briefly here today. We'll get back to Mark Job's message in just a moment on Bold Steps. But Mark, I have a question for you. Are you a do-it-yourselfer?
You know, Wayne, I am a do-it-myselfer. Uh-huh. However, my wife nicely says to me after I've finished a job, she says, "You know, hon, you're a good preacher."
So the question is, are you a good do-it-yourselfer?
Well, you know, I try. But sometimes, the last time I worked on a project with a three-way light switch,
those will stump me every time too, right. Well, we have a book called The DIY Guide to Building a Family That Lasts. And whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or not, Mark, I think everyone listening will benefit from this book, don't you think?
Gary Chapman has written a book, and he is just amazing at understanding family dynamics and marriage. And this book is called The DIY Guide to Building a Family That Lasts. And if you're trying to build the core of a family and trying to set up a family that honors God, you really need to get this book.
I like the subtitle too, 12 Tools for Improving Your Home Life. That appeals to us guys, doesn't it?
It does.
Well, if you'll give a gift of any size to Bold Steps, we'd be happy to send you a copy of Dr. Chapman's book, The DIY Guide to Building a Family That Lasts. Go to boldstepsradio.org to give that gift, or call us at 844-615-7363. 844-615-7363. Thank you, Mark. I've learned something about you here today. Let's get back to your message now. Who are you working for?
And by the way, can I say this? It doesn't mean that you witness to everybody on your job when you should be working. Hello. Pastor, I'm being persecuted. They're going to fire me because they're just against Christians. Maybe it's because you spend all your time talking and you should be working. Hey, let's not blame it on Jesus if you have a poor work ethic, okay? So if they're going to fire you, don't blame it on Jesus because you're a Christian, because it could be that you're just lazy and they're firing you because you're lazy. They don't care if you're a Christian or not, because working for Jesus doesn't mean you spend all your time praying, reading your Bible, and witnessing to people at work. Working for Jesus means, first of all, you do your work with excellence as though you're doing it unto God. And then, if you have opportunities before and after work, you can share your faith as people ask you. But they should see the quality of your work and want to say, wow, you really have a different attitude. That's the way you should embrace Christianity. People should see the quality of your work and the attitude of your life and say, there's something different about you. And the Apostle Paul says that. And by the way, I understand that some of you work in difficult environments, and maybe you're a construction worker today that works with a jackhammer and a bunch of construction guys, and you say, Pastor, you don't know where I work, my environment. It's easy for you to say you're a pastor and you go to an office, you probably have praise music on the intercom. And most people probably have almost little halos around them at job. And I understand that. I do work in a Christian environment. And I realize that some of you are working in a very, very difficult environment. But I believe that you should view as your mission field and your call and the beauty of what God has called you to do. Because whatever we do, and I want to say this very clearly, I do not believe that working at a church is more holy than working at a construction job. I believe that your job on a construction site is just as sacred and holy and as important to God as whatever staff we may have here at the church, because it is still God's work. So let's just be clear about that, okay? That your job is just as holy and sacred as someone that's working in the house of God. And number three, lastly, not only does he say, and whatever you do, work that with all your heart as unto the Lord and not unto men. But then thirdly, he says, put on an attitude full of vision. He goes on to say, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as your reward, it is the Lord Christ you are serving. In essence, what the Apostle Paul says, not only should you throw yourself entirely into it, do it with full enthusiasm, whatever job you have, but keep in mind that ultimately the person that rewards you will be God, that you will have an inheritance, that in the end, justice is brought about, that in the end, nothing will go unnoticed by God, and that you are accumulating a reward that is bigger than what you may see in your paycheck right now. But that, in essence, it's another way of saying whatever you sow, you're going to reap as well. And Galatians tells us, do not be deceived. God is not mocked. Whatever a man sows, that also will he reap. Are you tracking with me? Amen. That God keeps track of the injustice that's done to you. That God understands when you're not promoted and you should be. That God sees when you keep a good attitude in the face of bad circumstances. That the God of the universe, the Holy Spirit, that you've brought to your job because the Holy Spirit indwells you, he's very aware of what's happening at your work, and that ultimately your inheritance comes from God. Your reward comes from God. Because it is the Lord God that you are serving. I want to say that as I wrap this up today, I want to remind you of the fact that I believe that there's something compelling about the fact that you carry within your being as a believer the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. The Bible says that in the Old Testament, God's manifest presence was in the tabernacle. And they would carry the tabernacle. That's where the manifest presence of God was in the tabernacle. And if someone wanted to come close to God, they would approach the tabernacle because that was where the manifest presence of God. I use manifest to distinguish the omnipresence of God. God is present everywhere all the time, but there's the manifest presence of God where he shows his presence in a special way. In the New Testament, the Bible says that we, as followers of Christ, our bodies have become the new temples of the Holy Spirit. In the Old Testament, the presence of God was in a box. It was in a box with angels, with carved out angels, the Ark of the Covenant that was placed in the Holy of Holies behind a curtain, and you had no access to it unless you were the high priest once a year. That was the holiest place. That was the most sacred place. In the New Testament, the very essence of the presence of God, the most sacred thing about the presence of God, the third person of the Godhead, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, has chosen to dwell not in a temple made by men, not in Mount Zion in Israel, not in a holy sacred shrine that you have to travel to as a pilgrim to try to get some of that essence upon you, but that power, the manifest presence of God, has been distributed in multi-locations. And the location that he's chosen to dwell in is our physical bodies. And he says, now, your body, say my body, is the temple of the Holy Spirit. You are a carrier of the manifest presence of God. That should be compelling to you. Because when you walk into your workplace and you say, this is a godless place. No, it's not. Why not? Because you're there. And the manifest presence of God is there at your job. The Bible tells us that when Joseph went to work for Potiphar, that Potiphar and his entire household prospered because of Joseph. He was the employee of Potiphar, but yet Potiphar's house prospered because he was in the house. I don't care how godless your workplace may be. Of course, if you're working at a place that you shouldn't be working at. And say, Pastor, thank God, you know, I'm a testimony at the strip club that I work. No, 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 you need to quit the strip club. You know, there's certain places you shouldn't be working at. But if you're at a normal job, doing nothing illegal or unethical or immoral, then you are a carrier of the presence of God. The moment you walk in the doors of your office or factory or school or whatever your place of employment may be, then suddenly that has ceased to become a godless place and that has become a godly place because you are in the house. You have just brought the manifest presence of the Holy Spirit into that place in a fresh, new, powerful way. The CEO of the company may not know your name, but God may know your name better than the name of the CEO of that company because you're a son or daughter of the Most High God. I just want you to know that. And so some of us here today need to reconsecrate ourselves to working at our job with enthusiasm and with integrity and with all of our heart. Stop moaning and complaining about the job that you have and start praising and thanking God that you have a job and that you have the opportunity to bring the presence of God to that place, and that while you have it, you're going to throw yourself into it with all of your heart, soul, and body for the honor of King Jesus.
This is Bold Steps, and you're listening to Mark Job. Mark will join me again here in the studio in just a moment. Here at Bold Steps, we're committed to helping our family of listeners take their next step, not only by providing access to this program, but by providing resources and tools that will help you and your family as you walk on this journey of faith. When you partner with us by giving a monthly gift, you'll not only be learning more about Jesus yourself, but you'll also be providing listeners across the country with the tools they need to take their next step too. And we've made signing up to become a Bold Partner quick and easy. Just visit boldstepsradio.org. Or if you'd rather call us and talk to us about it, you can do that too. Contact one of our friendly team members today when you call 844-615-7363. That's 844-615-7363. Now, as our way of saying thanks for your gift of any amount, we'll send you a copy of Dr. Gary Chapman's book that Mark talked about earlier called The Do-It-Yourself Guide to Building a Family That Lasts. Dr. Chapman is known for his best-selling series, The Five Love Languages, and if you're on the hunt for a creative and resourceful book on improving your family relationships and dynamics, I think this is the book for you. It's available now, so request your copy today by calling 844-615-7363. Well, Mark, you've given us some great reminders today about work, but let's close out the program with a final word of encouragement. Maybe someone is listening and they feel like they're out of God's will when it comes to their career.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that struggle with, is this the job that you have for me? And I've had some people ask, hey, I'm the only Christian at my job. I don't know if I want to work there.
And so I just want to say, maybe that's the place you should be working, because you're the only Christian in that job. But I'm challenging you to reconsecrate yourself again to the job that you have, and whether God wants to change it in the future. But right now, whatever job you have, wherever God has placed you, I want to challenge you to reconsecrate yourself to say, God, I will do my job as I do it unto you, and I'm going to be a witness and a light to you while I work at my job.
All right. Thank you, Mark. We'll talk again tomorrow, but that's all the time we have for today. On behalf of Mark Jobe and all of your friends at Bold Steps, I'm Wayne Shepherd. Join us again tomorrow for a special two-day message called What is God Doing in This Crisis? Don't miss this one. It's coming up Friday right here on Bold Steps with Mark Jobe. Bold Steps is a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Bible Institute.